Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vision Uncovered. I've got my first guest. Would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Hi, my name is Sib, aka Tepiso, and I am one of the artists on the Vision album. And yeah, I'm excited to be here, excited to be a part of it.
Amazing, man. How did you find out about this album, by the way?
That's a good question. Well, I just saw you advertising it on your Insta, and you mentioned it a couple of times, and I was like, this would be a cool thing to do. So then I just jumped on the bandwagon, basically.
So, for people that don't actually know anything about what's going on here, what would you tell them about the whole Vision album and, you know what I mean, what it represents? Like, in your own words, how would you describe it?
I guess it's a community album, a community project that has brought, or is bringing rather, lots of different artists that are in Wandsworth, based in Wandsworth, have some sort of connection to Wandsworth, and getting us together to write about the community, to write for the community, issues that influence the community, hot topics that are personal or relevant to us, and yeah, just share our gifts and our talents, work together and create music.
That's dope, and you definitely copied from me, but it's okay.
Nope, that was in my head.
Pick one. Left or right?
Left.
I didn't even assign anything. But basically, I was going to say, like, do you want, like, fun questions or do you want, like, serious questions first? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, mix it up.
Yeah. All right. Do you feel accepted in your community?
I do. I mean, Tooting, which is where I live, has lots of students. I'm a student. Yeah. We're all studenting. LOL!
Making up words now, boy.
We're all studying. And, you know, it's just a community. Yeah, I've never not felt a part of it, so.
So you said you study in Wandsworth. What, well, I guess this is more to do with where you're studying, but what made you decide to come to London and to the side of town? Did you do research around the surrounding areas or whatever things that are around it before you chose your school, or is it just purely school-based?
It very much was purely school-based. I didn't actually know Tooting existed until I heard about St. George's. Yeah, when I visited George's, I just really, really liked it. And I was like, this is where I feel like God is saying for me to be. And so I just ran with it.
Amazing, man. How do you pick what to write about as an artist then?
I guess it goes back to the what inspires me. I tend to write off the back of some sort of inspiration. There has to be something that is some sort of idea or concept or feeling that is sort of cycling around in my head, and then I write about it. Or sometimes I'll just start writing,
right,
and then I'll be like, oh, this song's about faith. When I first started writing, the Holy Spirit would just be tugging at me, and I would initially ignore it. I'd be like, yeah, I'll write that this evening. And then I sort of learned to like respond to that tug when it came, and then I would find myself just like writing about a conversation that I had the day before.
I mean, you keep mentioning the Holy Spirit and you keep using certain terms. Like, what do they mean?
So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. Yeah. And in Christianity, we believe in God. But he has three persons, that is Jesus, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit. And when Jesus ascended back to heaven, after he rose again, he sent the Holy Spirit down to like be with us and to live in us and to help us and to empower us and to strengthen us, essentially. And the Holy Spirit loves to speak. He loves conversation. He loves relationship. And so as we engage in relationship with God, We learn to hear him, we learn to hear him speak, we learn to appreciate how he beckons us. And yeah, and we have the choice about whether to respond to that or not. I always think it's wise to respond to it, and so I do, and he has some pretty cool ideas. So.
Nice. That's beautiful, man. That sounds proper deep. What's your favorite food to eat?
Meal or snack? Because this is really important. My favorite meal is lasagna.
Style of music as a type of food.
Pizza.
How'd you overcome writer's block? Or blocks right now? Who's your biggest critic?
Who is my biggest critic?
Yeah.
Myself.
I see how you tried a bad time there. Like, where would you say your fan base is at, like, at its peakest?
I don't really know if I have a fan base. I guess Instagram, that's the only place I consistently uploaded.
Could you introduce the song for us, please? Like, what's the title of the song? What inspired it? Could you tell us a little bit about the song, please?
So the song is called Keep Moving Forward, Philippians 3, verse 13. The main message of the song is in the title, keep moving forward, one step at a time, especially in the times that we're living in, where there's so much confusion, there's so much fear, no one really knows what's going to happen next. I think it's so important to stay motivated, stay encouraged, to just keep moving forward and just appreciate that it's not every day, take big leaps and do things quickly. Sometimes slow down and just take it one step at a time. And there's a prayer in the middle that it's just an opportunity. Well, in my time of writing, it was an opportunity for me to just share what was on my heart to God in the moment. And I think, or my hope is that as people listen to it, they are encouraged to maybe say their own prayer or have their own conversation with God.
So, do you remember any of your lyrics, by the way?
Yes, I do, actually.
Right. You gotta keep pressing on. Ain't no stressing. And you're talking about da-da-da-da-da. Like, do you want to, like, give us a snippet of the song? Because I don't know. It just looks like words to me right now.
No, you all need to just download the song. That's what you need to do.
Like, do you want to just give a little something?
Gotta keep pressing on, ain't no stressing on. Gotta keep pressing on, gotta keep pressing on.
There's one bit that you spoke about. So let me just read it. So it says that you will keep me through the highs and the lows of this season. Rain and the snow, to be fair, every breeze is causing confusion. That sounds deep. I'm like, what led you to write that?
But one thing I found is that seasons, life comes in seasons. We have seasons where it's time to grind and work hard, seasons of rest. And in that, you have high periods and low periods. You have challenges, whether that's emotional, mental, life, family, relationships. And then you have high periods where things are going great, things are going well. And the prayer was that God would keep me in both of those times. I think in the low times, it can be so easy to get caught up in how we feel or the disappointments around us. That we can actually lose our way and actually our relationship with God can suffer. So the prayer is that God will keep us in those times, keep us fixated on him. And I guess in the high seasons as well, when things start going great, it can also be easy to forget God because we're just like riding on the adrenaline. So it's like, God, keep me in those times as well. Help me to keep my eyes fixated on you. And then the rain and the snow, to be fair, every breeze is causing confusion. But I guess just like the rain and the snow links to or represents the different seasons. And then the, to be fair, every breeze is causing confusion was just sometimes in a season of feeling overwhelmed, everything can just feel like it's just coming for you. Everything can just feel hard. Everything can just feel frustrating. And I guess that was the idea behind that line that right now in this season, like everything just feels like a bit overwhelming. It's causing confusion. Everything is just being blown about, it feels, and I can't seem to have any stability in the moment. So yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Well, I think that's what I was thinking when I wrote that.
That's pretty dope, man. Yeah. You know what it is? Did you hear the time ago? I gave you some extra time in it.
I didn't even hear it, lol.
I think it was worth it, man. So thank you for for joining us on Vision Uncovered.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. So the song is out on the 1st of April, God willing, and hopefully on all platforms on the 8th of April, God willing. And so, yeah, man, we're posting up links, everything. Go check it out. Keep sharing. And do you want to do the challenge that we were talking about?
Okay. Hey, people, Wandsworth. It's Sib. I have a message for you. Oh, wait. I meant to say why. Oh, wait. Let's start that again. Hey, people, Wandsworth. It's Sib here, aka Tepiso. I am a student studying and living currently in Wandsworth. And I have a message for you. The message is keep moving forward. The times that we're living in, crazy times, there's a lot of panic, a lot of fear. But my encouragement is this. Keep moving forward. Keep pressing on. Paul talks about it in Philippians 3, that he keeps straining towards this goal. And the important thing is to fix our eyes on Jesus in the process. So fix your eyes on him. Remember constantly who he is. Because that's never going to change. Keep going and be encouraged. Keep moving forward. Hashtag vision. One word. I'm taking my one step to step. Gotta keep moving forward. No turning back, no turning back.